MetaMask adds 173 tokenized stocks and ETFs to in-app trading. MetaMask said 173 new tokenized stocks and ETFs are now available to trade inside its app. The announcement came from the official MetaMask account on June 18, 2026, and gave a single hard number with no breakdown of providers, fees, or regional availability. The post is short on detail, but the direction is clear. MetaMask is widening what a self-custody wallet can hold beyond tokens and stablecoins, pulling tokenized equities into the same interface most users already open to swap or send crypto. One line, no breakdown. The full statement was one line. 173 new tokenized stocks and ETFs are now available to trade in MetaMask. That is the verified claim, and it is worth keeping the scope honest. MetaMask did not name the asset issuer, did not list which tickers are included, and did not state trading fees or which countries can access them. Tokenized equities are typically issued by a third party that holds the underlying shares, so the economics and eligibility usually sit with that provider rather than the wallet itself. This sits alongside a broader 2026 push to put public market exposure on-chain. Coinbase brought 1.1-backed tokenized stocks on-chain with dividend handling earlier this month, and the SEC has been readying an innovation exemption to let crypto firms trade tokenized stocks. MetaMask adding 173 instruments in one update fits that pattern rather than breaking new ground. The wallet that also funds the card. The reason this matters for a card audience is that MetaMask runs both a wallet and a card. The MetaMask card spends directly from your self-custody balance, so there is no separate custodial top-up account holding your money. Whatever sits in that wallet is, in effect, your spendable runway. Adding tokenized stocks and ETFs to the same app means a MetaMask user can now keep equity exposure, crypto, and stablecoins in one wallet that also issues a Visa Rail card. For someone using the MetaMask metal card or the virtual card, the practical change is optionality. More of what you hold can live next to the balance the card draws from, without moving funds to a centralized exchange first. There is a caveat. A tokenized stock is not a stablecoin. Its price moves with the underlying equity, so funding card spend from an equity position carries the same market risk as spending from a volatile crypto balance. Users who want predictable spend tend to settle from stable assets and leave equities as a hold, not a checkout balance. The terms left unconfirmed, MetaMask left the parts users most need to evaluate unanswered. Trading fees, the spread baked into tokenized equity conversion, and which jurisdictions can buy these instruments were all absent from the post. Tokenized U.S. equities in particular tend to be geofenced away from U.S. residents for regulatory reasons. So the 173 instrument count does not mean 173 instruments for everyone. Until MetaMask publishes the provider and the fee schedule, treat this as a feature expansion with real reach but unconfirmed terms. The number is verified. The cost and the eligibility are not.